Online Podcast 126. Hello, oh my god, it's so loud. Hello, everyone. Oh my god, how are you? How are you? Welcome back to Online Podcast. Happy Monday if you're listening to this on Monday, and happy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or even Sunday. Sunday. Anyway, welcome back, everyone. I wonder if there's any of the Mischievous Boys listeners tuning in right now. I know that we had 3 weeks of the Mischievous Boys, and I really enjoyed talking to them. And I wonder if there are any of you out there continuing subscribed to Online Podcast because of the Mischievous Boys. If there are any of you out there, please email me and let me know. My email is online@gmail.com. And you can also get me via voicemail by calling 206-888-JOHN. And of course, I always hear back from Jason from Connecticut. And this is one of his voicemails that he left me. It's kind of cute, kind of responding to the last show. So take a listen to this.
Hey, John, it's Jason. Just calling to check in, say hello, all that good
stuff.
Hello
back to you.
And listen to your show here, you and the Mischievous Boys, getting into all sorts of discussion. One thing that just struck me funny was when you were talking about all the different foods. Not only were you making me hungry, but you were making me laugh, because you were talking about eating cats and dogs, and that's gross, but it's funny. So
and I don't.
Anyway, gotta hang up. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jason, for the voicemail, and all of you, any of you out there who are interested in leaving me a voice message, just call 206-888-JOHN. Now, I'm going to go to the Flickr page now, because I know there are several people responding to my, is it Flickr? Not Flickr, Frapper. Sorry, Frapper. You can get access to Frapper by going to onlinepodcast.com, and I revised the top right corner of my homepage, webpage, Online Podcast, and there is a new button now that is smaller because Jeff, my friend and my listener, told me that it's blocking the text of the description of the show. So I made it a little bit smaller. Now you can see it. Of course, if you're using Windows Explorer, oh God, if you're using Windows Explorer, you probably cannot see through that little triangle. What you'll see is the little gray, well, there's the graphics on the top right corner, and in the top left corner is a gray box. So, yeah, you might want to try some of the browser just to, so that you find a browser that would understand PNG properly. So, right now I'm going to give all of you a shout out back to you. And I think last time I gave a shout out. Such a young people thing, you know, shout out. Yeah, I would say hi to Will. Again, from last week. And, oh no, actually, I want to tell you, Mr. Poos is back. Mr. Poos, so for those of you who listen to Mr. Poos Radio, he is back and well, and I'm sure he'll tell you all about this drama while he was away. And I'm looking at my Frapper map right now. It's really nice. You know, it was a little crazy, you know, having people plot their location on there. But it's really nice. It's really nice to see everybody, especially if you have a photo. Even if you don't, just knowing where you are is nice. So I get to see all of you, and I have found my first Canadian listener named Bruce from Mission, British Columbia, Canada. Welcome, eh? I am actually going to British Columbia. I'm going to Victoria sometime this September with my parents. We are going to take a cruise up to Alaska. And so, yeah, that's that. Thank you, Canadian listeners. I love Canada. I like Canada. And let's see who else is new on the Frapper map. Okay, I'm moving slowly, very slowly on my map and looking at Mr. Pooh's, Scott Mendo. I want to say Scott Mendo. I listen to Scott. I don't know if he listens to me, but he, I mean, obviously I can assume that he listens to me if he put himself on my map. From California as well. Hi, Scott. I listen to your show. And Andy, I also listen to Andy's show with the UFN boys with, whatchamacall his name? With the Sawadika, what's his name? The Thai boy. Shit, he's gonna kill me. How can I forget his name? Oh my goodness, I forgot. Not, I did not forget you, Jesse. Jesse, Patrick, Nathan, yeah, of course, yeah, Nathan, yeah, so that's with Nathan on, the UFN show, and he has co-hosts with Nathan, a show called Melton Monday, I think, it's a tech show, very fun, and Eric Chong, hi to Eric Chong, hi to Sharon Fluitz, from New York, and of course, the special delivery marker. Some of them I've read the names before. Nick from Spencer, Indiana. Oh, Nick! I think Nick is a fellow Malaysian, right? Oh, I'm calling out to all the other fellow Malaysian. I know several, you know, I know, Kenny is a Malaysian. And Nick now is a Malaysian-born Chinese, again, here living in the United States. So if there's any Malaysian-born Chinese out there, please email me. Maybe we can do like a special Malaysian-born Chinese show where we all get together over the phone and talk about how is it like being a Malaysian-born Chinese. So if that part sounded weird, it's because I have to re-record a certain part because of some technical difficulty. And let's see, I have a ton of things that went through my head this week. Oh, I haven't finished calling out all those names yet. So Nick from Spencer, Indiana, and Twitter from LA. Hi, Twitter, and hi, Sharon from Wesley Chapel from Florida. Are you Felicia? Maybe not. Well, Felicia's from Florida, too. And talking about Felicia, I'm going to play something for you in a little bit. And Charles of mostlynews.net, is this a spam? Some podcasters obviously add themselves here, not because they're listening. They just want to promote their site, which is fine, but it's a little weird. Yeah, you can add me to my personal frapper, but not the show. I think so that I can get a better sense of who my listeners are. And Lisa, also a friend of mine from Winfield, Kansas. And Sean Yondo from Arlington, Texas. Hello. And VJ from Connecticut. Is VJ... what is... Oh, VJ from VJNet. Oh, Sean Yondo says that I'm a cutie. I'm a hottie. Oh, thank you. And, yeah, I think it's a spam that mostlynews.net may be a spam. Well, oh, well, it is from Charles, though. So maybe it's not a spam. Hi, Charles from mostlynews.net. If you're not a spam, let me know. And, so yeah, there you go. And then, of course, there is, another person, VJ. VJ is actually VJNet. So I wonder if those VJNet guys know my listener, Jason, since you're from the same place. You all know each other, don't you? Anyway, talk about Jason being the singer, wonderful singer. So hopefully we get to hear some of his stuff soon. Well, I don't know, because he sent me a few pieces, and since it's not Potsafe, I cannot play it, and I hate the fact that I can't play it, but, you know, I don't want to get into trouble. And so there you go. Shout out back to all of you who add yourself onto the Frapper map. So if you haven't done so, go do so. And now talking about, I was talking about who, Felicia. I want to play this for you. And she sent this to me a while back, I think earlier last week. And I did not play it because I thought, I'm going to make this into a song first, and then I'm going to sing it, and I'm going to play it. But then when I look at the word words and further, it really isn't a song sung by me. And I'm not really good with composition, and I'm too busy. So I thought I'll just play the message out there. And if there's any hardworking, not so lazy listeners out there who are really good with music, maybe can come up with a song for it and make this into a real song. I mean, I will eventually go into that, but right now, a little busy. So I'll tell you why, though. Let's take a listen to this. It's very cute, Felicia, and I hope you don't mind me playing this. It's so cute. And I will definitely try to make this into a song. Listen to this from Felicia from Florida.
Good morning, John. This is Felicia. I've been wanting to call you with this for a couple of days now. It's going to sound silly. I was in my kitchen, and I had taken a day off. And it's usually a day when you post a new podcast. So I was in the kitchen and I was doing dishes and I started singing this song. So I wrote you a song. It goes, let's go online and hear what John is up to. Let's go online and sing Langi Birutita. I want to hear his brand new podcast. I hope he'll post one in a while. Let's go online. And don't forget to, I always have to, don't forget to smile. Online podcast.
Oh.
And there's my song.
Thank you, Felicia. Okay, thank
like
you,
it.
Felicia. I love
Bye.
It. I love it. So any of you talented musicians out there, if you can turn that into a song for me, not for me. Obviously, I cannot sing it because the words doesn't sound like it. Listen to me and see if I post a show. That's weird. So I cannot sing it. I may have time to, if when I find time, I may make a song for it. Maybe I'll make it a karaoke. Now, of course, I don't want to say karaoke because it's, I like to pronounce it karaoke. That's how I learned how to say it. So it's karaoke. So if you want to sing along, if you can make the song, obviously great. But if nobody does that and I created the song, I'll maybe do a karaoke competition and with no prize. And of course, what's up with all these talented people, you know, listening to my show? How nice. All my talented listeners. Jason can sing so well and looks like, Felicia is also very musically talented. So wonderful. Okay. Now after all this shout out, I'm going to get into a few things here. I did an interview, somebody from Malaysia interviewed me yesterday morning, on his show in Mandarin. I haven't really spoken Mandarin for a while, so I was a little rusty, a little clunky, but he was asking me, some questions about, from a straight person point of view of being gay. And how did I get the courage and why was I motivated to speak out so publicly about my, homosexuality? And, it was interesting. And I didn't get to spend a lot of time talking about that because it was a 30-minute show and we spent quite a bit of time messing with our equipment. You know, every time you want to do a show, a recorded show, something goes wrong. And actually, last week, I recorded a show for my Penang Hokkien podcast and I lost the whole show. Oh my God, because my recorder crashed and didn't save anything. And that was the one time that I didn't do a backup on that recording. I usually do a backup, but I did not do it. You probably don't need to know all those, and you don't want to know all those. So that was interesting that I have to use Mandarin again. And it is, you know, if you understand Mandarin, if you want to find out about that, or if you want to listen to the podcast or the interview about me speaking in Mandarin about being gay, please go over to penangpodcast.blogspot.com, and that's where you will find that interview. And the next thing that I want to kind of bring up and actually I don't know. This is kind of strange. There are several topics and issues that came up this week that sort of all clumped together and gave me the inspiration of talking to this to you. And it has something to do with image. It has something to do with how we think we look like and or look appearance. And appearance sometimes create opportunity for people to label you. And I was listening to or watching, really, The Willing Warrior. If you haven't seen the video podcast, you have to check out Willing Warrior. Now, besides part of the labeling of this Brad person in Chile is he's very good looking. And I don't know if he still listens to this. He used to listen. Actually, thank you, Brad, if you are listening to this still. Oh, I forgot to make a video podcast back to you. Sorry. Yeah, I sort of promised him that I was going to make a video podcast and I did not. But anyway, I may actually do that. So I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm dumb. So talking about this guy, Brad from Chile, he was talking about how it is being judged by his appearance. And that was my jaw popping. And also, maybe sometimes even judging people based on other people's appearance or from the outside. And judging is something that I think that I find myself, it's hard not to judge, you know, as a human being, and it's hard not to label. But sometimes when you, as long as you know that you're doing that and you stop yourself from doing that, I think that that is definitely a good start already. And I try to not judge people, especially just by their appearance and even by the first few encounters, because I think I may have responded differently if I did not get to spend time with a certain person or some of my friends whom I think I could not get along with. And then when I actually do find time to spend time with them, I actually find them very enjoyable. So it's hard to judge, and, you know, try not to. And I also try, and sometimes I do also. And so that whole topic sort of brought me to the point where I start to think about my image, my self-image. I know I talk about me being fat and all this, but that's, I am, but, you know, that's just not so crucial. But I'm talking about me being Chinese. And also, I was listening to Madge Weinstein, and they were talking about, and this is, it has nothing to do with that. And, you know, that show is fun, crazy, and I enjoy their humor there. But they were talking about certain Chinese face are so flat that they're concave, that kind of goes inward. And that sort of brought up this whole thing about self. I don't know. I remember growing up not liking my face. And it is not until fairly recently that I accepted my physical appearance, my facial features and all that more. I don't know whether that comes with, and you maybe some of you can tell me, some of you can respond to me. Now it's a good chance for you to send in an audio comment or email 206-888-JOHN or onlinepodcast.com. No shit. Yeah, you can go there and find my email too, but online@gmail.com. So this is what, I don't know whether it is through knowing myself more that I like myself more, and I'm able to accept my feature, my face more. I remember growing up used to hate my face, not having sharp, pointy, tall nose, not having big eyes with double eyelids, which I do not have, none of those that I mentioned above. And I have a prominent jaw that sticks out, and my nickname was Mango. Not the Saturday Night Live Mango, but because my face looked like a mango, the shape of a mango. Now it's funny, but it used to be kind of hurtful. And of course, I you know, to cope, the way to cope with those kind of references is to laugh about it. And And so, and then I have this chubby face, you know, fat face, and my cheekbones high, and I don't know. And I used to color my hair for, like I told you, probably for the last 12 or 11 years, to a lighter color for, you know, reasons that, like, you know, I always say that a lighter hair can actually show the texture more, which is true. And I have pitch dark, pitch black hair that is almost like, the shine is almost blue. It's so dark. And I just recently, well, about a year ago, maybe not barely a year ago, maybe about maybe 10 months ago. I don't know. You don't care. I stopped coloring my hair and it's now back to my normal black hair. And I find myself liking myself a whole lot more today than, say, 20 years ago. It doesn't happen this way. It doesn't just snap and I like myself. And I don't mean it in a vain way about liking yourself. I just mean that I look into the mirror and I don't hate anything I see except for my chubbiness. But anyway, I don't hate that too. I just, I conflict myself. But still, I'm still working on the fat part. I look in the mirror and I don't feel ashamed of my flat nose. Well, it's not flat. It's just not my Asian features. You know, my eyes. And that has something to do with self-confidence also, I guess, over the years. Coming out definitely helped. Coming out has given me so much energy. Give me so much. I think all those repressed sadness and loneliness and oppression just burst out as this wonderful light of energy ball that just pushed me to achieve more things and pushed me to be even more courageous and more confident. So that all, the combination of all those within the last several years, I would say maybe about the last five years maybe, that I am more acceptance of myself. I know it sounds stupid, and I'm sure people who know me probably would not sometimes think of me going through this. And one other person who made me realize that I'm not ugly, well, yeah, was obviously my partner, Bruce. And it's kind of weird. Yeah, he has given me this reality that I have never, and I hope this is a reality, now I'm doubting myself. He has given me a perspective that I have never had before. So, you know, it's not just falling in love. And I know I told him a few times, I don't know if I told all of you, that besides being my partner, being my lover, being my hubby, he's also my very closest, dearest friend. And it's great to be that, to be in this relationship because of that connection that I have with him. But, you know, the problem is if sometimes I want to talk to him about, like, you know, stuff that he's involved, like, you know, the cat, for instance. He was also sad with the cat being sick and all that, and I couldn't really talk to him. So those are the times that I really find that I don't really have any close person to talk to, or just to, you know, like, woohoo, cry about it. I have all of you, though, so yeah, you become my my best pal, I guess. So, and of course, all this great response, so I don't want to repeat myself. And so it's weird, yeah, and Bruce also part of, yeah, Bruce showed me that I'm not ugly, showed me that I'm beautiful, and showed me that I am who I am, and I, you know, I accepted my, and it sounds stupid, but I accepted my eyes, just like how I'm coming out to being acceptance of myself. It is strange. And I also, going back to the willing warrior, Brad, he's a thinker, he's very, very smart. And he always says things that are very profound. Sometimes I try to say things that are profound, but I don't know how to. And I sometimes don't think like that. And I think maybe we all have different talents. Madge Weinstein and Brad from Willing Warrior, Wonder Wisdom, the stuff that I listen to, everybody has these profound things to say. And I don't really feel bad about it. I just feel very different. I don't have something major, important, crucial to say, but I think maybe that is not what I was gifted for. I don't have that kind of big things. I'm not a deep philosopher. Sometimes I try to be, like earlier I was trying to talk about this whole thing. I was trying to be philosophical, but I'm not. I'm not that kind of person. My thinking is very simple. I like very clean line. Not that I'm you know, black and white. I like shades of gray, but I just don't think very philosophically, and so I don't say profound things. But maybe that's, you know, that's just not my thing, and I guess I may be touching people in another way. I think my personality, my smile, my attitude to life sometimes, it you know, my in and of itself is my gift, maybe. And I do believe that everyone has a gift. Here I am. This is the part that I switched to be trying to be profound. I think everybody has a gift. And I do believe that. I really do believe that. And the hardest thing to do is to actually see your own gift. And so that's what I was going to talk about. I know it's a bunch of goo, of a jumble of thought and all that. Part of me is actually looking into my garage bin and hoping that it won't stop. I turn off all those processor effects and all that. It seems like it's doing fine now. And I don't have any profound things to say. You probably don't. I don't have. I'm just not like that. But you can go listen to Willing Warrior. He always have something very profound and strong and powerful to say, and I've gained so much from that show myself. And he's very daring. He's very brave to be doing what he's doing. And another thing that I want to talk about also is judgment too. And I know if I've gone into that, it's kind of blurry my vision judgmental. I was watching the Style Channel Network, and there was this, you know, I just turned it on. I like the Style Network because I like style stuff. I'm gay, you know. No, that's a stereotype, but I like them. And so I watched that show, and one of the shows, actually, I was watching Isaac Mizrahi, and he's funny. And after that show, there was this fashion type show, and there was this bald guy. If you watch those network, the Style Network, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. He wears this bulletproof vest, puffy vest all the time, and then he's bald, and he would go around and interview people. And he was interviewing people about the handbags, and he went around and asked people, and this girl was using this kind of silvery glittery bag, and so he went up to her and said, okay, tell me about your bag, where did you get it? And he said, oh, I got it from this store. And so the guy asked, so how much? And he says, he asked her, how much is it? And she said, oh, not too much, just not too much. And so he said, like, how much it is? And she said, oh, under $1,000. And of course, I was being judgmental. Then I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that. I don't know. Now, see, this is the part that I don't try not to judge. I just don't get it, you know. I guess I'm not judging. If she's not a bad person, I don't know. I don't know her, right? It's just on TV. But I just cannot accept that. I don't know. It's just too much. And the fact that she said, oh, it's not much, it's under $1,000. Is this a show off or what? Or does she really think so? that it's really not much if it's $1,000? Oh, of course, you know, I was like, oh my God, that is foul. That is, I don't know. That is just too much for me, don't you think? Like, spending a handbag for this much. I mean, of course, I spend money on my computers and stuff, but maybe I shouldn't judge people that way. So, I don't know. You let me know. And you know, of course, you know, talking all this nonsense, and it sounds like a crappy show, but I want to play another clip, like a tiny cross promotion and a teaser. Well, not a teaser. What is it called? Whatever you call it. It's that thing that you play from other show and you're saying that you're listening to this. I shouldn't be announcing this, but I do want to mention though, Amit is a fellow podcaster in the UK. And so he made me this and I really like it. So I'm going to play it. So listen.
Hey, this is Amit from Amit's podcast. You're listening to Online Podcast. Keep subscribed.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, keep subscribed. Stay subscribed. And if you haven't already done so, go over to Online Podcast and learn how to do that. In fact, I'll tell you right here. Download iTunes. That's the simplest part. Download iTunes and then go back to Online Podcast and click on the subscribe via iTunes button and you are subscribed. And, alright, there are several things that I want to talk about, but I'll leave it for the next show. Thank you so much for listening, all of you. Thank you very much. And, sometimes good shows, sometimes bad shows. This is probably one of the bad ones. I'm just all over the place. I don't know. I'm crazy. So, and also this weekend is my hubby's birthday, and we'll be having a party. And so, I don't know if I want to podcast this, but I probably won't, because, you know, he's not too into the podcasting thing, and I drive people nuts by turning everything into a podcast, so maybe I won't do that, but I'll report all about that for you next week, okay? But actually, I do have a show on Thursday, but thank you for subscribing, and thank you so much for listening, and especially if you do write in, I would love to hear from you. Have a good week ahead, and take care, everyone, and don't forget to smile. Ta-da.